All right, welcome back inside our Proactive Newsroom. And joining me now is Stephen McCauley, the chair and CEO of Empower Clinics. And Stephen, welcome back. Good to see you again.
Yeah, thanks for having me on again. Thank you.
Yeah, so big news release out today about the ability for Kai Medical now to begin administering vaccines for COVID-19. As we know, vaccines are the way the world is going. And so it's important, I would think, for a company like Kai to be involved in this. So just sort of give me the backstory of how this all happened.
Yeah, just like you said, we felt that, you know, this is an area of healthcare, you know, in sort of this current pandemic environment that we're in, that we had the ability to potentially play a role in. So as part of our expansion, you know, the tripling of the size of Kai Medical Laboratory, this is sort of a case in point where we can bring another type of service or product kind of to our suite of products at Kai Medical. So the center already has drive up capability that we utilize for testing. So if we could parlay that into vaccine administration or booster administration, then it's kind of a nice opportunity to get, you know, completely accretive healthcare services into our business model.
So you've chosen a couple of vaccines that you're going to be utilizing, and you're going to start sort of in your backyard in the Texas area, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. So we've gone ahead and selected the Pfizer product and also the Janssen product as the two main vaccine batches that we will provide and administer to consumers and patients. And, you know, it really, for us, it makes sense to really start in the Texas market because we're there. And again, just leveraging the facility that we have, leveraging the staff that we have. So whether it's going to school programs or going to, you know, business programs where, you know, vaccination may be mandated, we have the ability to sort of do it on site or go to this, you know, a different location with our healthcare staff to provide, you know, the vaccination products.
Stephen, can you sort of talk us through the fact that with Kai Medical now and the stuff that we've talked about in the past and the vaccines they're able to now administer, but also what they've been doing before about testing and other things as well. It really puts Kai, I would think, getting this particular designation really a step above a lot of the other competitors within that circuit.
Oh, I completely agree. This, you know, getting this designation or approval, you know, is not an easy process whatsoever. No. We've been working on this for many weeks. It was an opportunity that we discussed with the team at Kai that we should go after this. So one of the early, approvals that we had to get was our CARES Act registration number, which we announced a few weeks back. That's at a minimum is required in order for us to get reimbursed through federal funding. Then we had to meet certain criteria from a facility standpoint, from a staffing standpoint, a registration standpoint, with the you know, the powers that be to be approved to be an official vaccination provider. So it does, I think, elevates our stature amongst competitive labs in the market, and I think it's a way to generate perhaps new future revenues. I think, you know, we all kind of tend to agree that we're going to be in a booster shot, you know, environment here potentially for many years to come. So I think having this established now kind of diversifies the business model of Kai. We get accretive new services to the investment we made in Kai Labs. And so I think it's a logical, you know, extension of the healthcare services that we provide.
All right. Well, congratulations on that. Great to see you again. We'll talk again soon.
Good. Thanks very much.
All right. Steve McCauley, Chair and CEO of Empower Clinics.